the voice of the Valley, CJ 104, Faith Hill, I Got My Baby. The time is 7:09. About calling Toronto.
Well, hey, we got someone that speaks English. So, you know, we've done well. He refused to be on the radio. There's a lot of that going on today.
He was very helpful, though. That's the good thing. Now, what we're doing right now is we're trying to hunt down some stuff about the Grey Cup. We need to find somebody in Toronto who, well, for one thing, watches Canadian football. For two, hopefully knows that it's Winnipeg and Saskatchewan.
This guy knew that they might play football at the Sky Dome.
True.
So he was on the right track when we talked to him.
We got to try calling the Sky Dome.
You know, they might be there getting finishing touches on the game.
I'm just thinking, no, the Bombers might be right now on the 50-yard line with their sleeping bags kind of rolled up trying to... It's not like the Bombers have the money to afford a hotel room or something like that.
Sure. The
record they have.
We should call hotels until we find the one the Bombers are staying at, then prank the rooms all night long.
Can I talk to last name Bomber, first name Winnipeg?
We're going to keep trying. We'll let you know how the search for someone in Toronto goes, because I'm sure. So we're going to find someone in Toronto that wants to talk to the two of us. It's 7:10. Here's Eddie Rabbit.
Well, I love a rainy night.
CJ 104.
When I see the people,
it's a great song, but it's going away right now.
Well, we got more important things to do. Okay, BlackBerry, shut up. I'm sorry, I'm late. It's my anniversary dinner, and unfortunately, I decided to stay just a little late at work because we're phoning Toronto.
Now, here's try number one.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. We'll see.
Welcome to the Madison Hotel, Pub, and Restaurant Complex. If you would like the Madison Avenue Pub and Restaurant, press 1.
Okay, 1 we press.
If you are calling from a touch-tone phone, please choose one of the following options. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, dial it now.
Sir?
No.
For reservations and general information, press 1 now.
No, we wanted the pub, sir. We pressed 1.
Speak to an operator, press 0 or stay on the line.
Oh, stay on the line. We can
That'll
do that.
That'll work for us, yeah.
One moment.
There it goes.
That's a lady.
Two ringy dingies. Three ringy dingies, and we were about to give up.
Little Lily Tomlin from Bill.
Somebody's got to pick up. Kill it.
Hi, you've reached the Madison General Mailbox. Please leave a message.
Okay, I guess.
Now, sports fans, what we have to tell you, if you go to Toronto, don't go there.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't even answer the phone. They're probably not even open.
Okay, well, let's try somebody someplace else. Okay, what are we calling Kilgore's Pub and Grill? Okay, hopefully this will work out for us.
Kilgore's.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. It's actually Jeremy. I like the name. This is CJ 104 from Swanborough, Manitoba calling.
Yeah.
Do you have any aversion to being on the radio?
I don't know.
Okay, because what we're actually doing is we're looking to talk to somebody in Toronto. We need some information about the Grey Cup and how it's all going and the Grey Cup parties and everything like that going on there. You got a few moments?
I got a couple. I got to work, but
okay.
We'll
this is
we
better
do.
Than work. This is promotion for the bar. Your boss will love this.
I guess so.
Listeners of CJ 104 do go to Kilgore's when they're in Toronto. So with
sorry, ask me that again.
So with the Grey Cup in town right now, do you have a side you're on?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Can we narrow you down to maybe pick a side? Do you want Saskatchewan to win? Do you want Winnipeg to win? Were you
I
aware
want Winnipeg
that
to win because their quarterback's hurt, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so I want the underdog to win.
Okay, you're shooting for the underdog. That's
yeah.
not too bad. So are you a CFL fan yourself?
I'm not a hardcore fan. You know, I follow it in passing.
You follow the Argos. How did you feel when the Bombers took out the Argos like they did?
That was pretty crappy. I mean, again, I'm not a huge fan or anything, but it was pretty disappointing to see them not really put up a good game.
I can understand that. No. Well, see, I'm a Saskatchewan fan, and I got to be completely honest. I was really kind of hoping that Toronto was back in Saskatchewan because you know.
Now, is there a lot of Grey Cup parties going on already the night before down where you are?
We got actually a pretty big Grey Cup crowd here tonight.
Now, is there anybody there that looks like a Bomber fan with the Bomber jersey on?
Oh,
maybe
yeah, there's tons of guys here.
Would there be one of them you could just call over for a second? Because we'd love to say hi to someone from our own province.
All right, sure. Hang on a sec. I'll track one down.
But we're looking for a Saskatchewan fan.
No, we aren't, Jeremy. We're looking for the team that might win.
I'm doing very well.
I'm Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. I'm Jeremy.
Are you Jeremy the Riders?
Yeah. There's someone here calling from a Saskatchewan radio station who wants to talk to a Saskatchewan
No,
wait. Kind of half and half, really.
Right now?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Not too bad. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Daryl.
Okay, Daryl, where are you from?
Saskatoon.
Sweet, my hometown. How's it going, man?
We're having a great time.
You're in town to watch the Riders just walk all over the Blue Bombers, aren't you?
That's what I'm hoping for. That's why we're here.
All right, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. This is Jeremy Hudson. I'm calling from Swan River, Manitoba, just a radio station here called CJ 104.
Okay.
We're just looking for information on how the Grey Cup's going. What can you tell me about the Grey Cup festivities?
It's been great.
Oh, yeah? What have you been up to?
We've been to Ryderville, we've been to the Spirit of the West, which is the Eskimo venue, and we're going back again tonight. It's been great. We've had a super time.
Oh, wow. Now, have you seen any Winnipeg Blue Bomber fans?
A few, not a lot, but a few. And every person we see, we high-five each other and wish each other good luck and see what's going to happen on Sunday, tomorrow.
So a non-biased view between Riders fans and Blue Bombers fans, which have more gusto? Which are stronger? Which show more team pride?
There's 19-1 Rider fans here. It's green everywhere.
Nice.
It's just wild. You wouldn't believe it. Everybody that wasn't sure who they'd cheer for, everybody's wearing green.
All right, that's
everywhere
great to
you
hear.
Go, it's green.
So, your thoughts on the game tomorrow? How badly?
We had a party this afternoon, and we picked some scores. I said 17-7 at the half, 34-10 final.
Nice. That's actually very similar to what I'm saying, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Daryl. You get back to having the fun.
Go Riders. Take care.
You too.
You notice really quiet there once it became apparent that no matter how hard I tried to find a Bomber fan, you apparently
exist.
Called ahead and set something up so they'd give us a Rider fan.
We chose a pub at pure random off the internet. And what do we find? We find a bar full of Riders fans in Toronto.
It wasn't actually random, because first we called that convenience store where the guy said all those words to us and then said, why don't you call someplace else? Look, they're waving again. Yeah, that's nice of them. that was our call to Toronto. We won't be doing that again.
I'm sorry, Bill, but it's in the cards. The Riders are taking this one home. There's no doubt about it.
Do you realize that if there's 19 Riders fans in Toronto for every one Blue Bombers fans, the stores are going to run out of Kleenex after the game tomorrow. They're just going to practically run right out.
The Riders will be coming home with the Grey Cups, getting painted green as of Monday.
Jeremy, you go find your anniversary. Cody's in a little bit. We're going to start the Dr. Bill and Cody Advice Show next. I got smoke in my hair. My